Bay's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
It's missing. It's the time that I spend alone, sailing on the cool and bright clear water. There's lots of those friendly people, they're showing me ways to go, but I never want to lose their inspiration. It's time for a cool change. And now that my life is so prearranged, I know that it's time for a cool change. Well, I was born in the sign of water, and it's there that I feel my best.
And welcome to the Shrink and Wrap Show. I'm your host, Tracy, and Cool Change by Little River Band. That's who you are listening to here at TAN Talk Radio. Life is about change, and without change, there would be no butterflies. Let's say that once again. Mm-hmm. Without change, there would be no butterflies. So again, welcome to the Shrink and Wrap Show. I'm your host, Tracy, and beside me is my co-host, Trish. Hello.
Hello.
And also joining us, as always, is our production engineer, Matt.
Why, hello.
How you doing? Are you ready to deal with us today?
I'm ready to deal with you every week.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's well, good luck.
That's good. Thank you. I'll pay you later.
Oh, trust me. Yeah, she's not paying me nothing to do this. This is just part of my job. I'm used to it. Besides, I'm used to it with you two by now.
All right. Are you really?
Oh, yeah. It's part of the fun. I look forward to it every Thursday.
Thank you. I'm glad that makes me happy.
That's good to know.
One person cares out there. So if you're out there driving in your car, you're cleaning your house or your desk office, please do not, in your office, at your desk, do not change that dial. You are listening to the Shrink and Wrap Show right here at TAN Talk Radio. We are your number one station for a connection. We want to lift you up. Right here at this station and on our show, we like normalcy. We just want to live a normal life. I'm not here to divide. I'm not here to say I'm better than you. I don't want to hear any drama and anything. We just want to live a normal life with normal opinions and lift people up and tell them where to go in Tampa and tell them where to go in St. Pete. So we're your friends. You matter. So again, our show is about lifting people up in this thing called life. So let's talk a little bit, Trish, about the cool change. This by Little River Band. Did you watch the video?
I watched the video. Yeah. And I know that band from, you know, back in the probably 80s, maybe early 80s.
Yeah, maybe even...
Maybe earlier.
I probably should have done a little homework on that.
I don't want to give my age away, but yeah.
Yeah. You always listen to you older songs for that. You know what
right?
I'm saying? Songs can give away your age, and so can
definitely
certain shoes.
And TV shows. Teen Idols.
Brady Bunch. Yeah.
David Cassidy. Yeah. Oh, my guy.
But everybody loved him, for sure. So, but on this song, Cool Change, what I wanted to talk about today is life is about changes, and you know, we have our kids, they grow up. That's a big change, right? Then you
it
have
is.
Empty nests. Some people work and then they're retired, you know, and then that's a change.
Yes.
Some people, sadly, and my hearts go out to those, and I have some friends recently that have lost some family members, and that's a cool change. That is a change in the sense of it's part of life. We all go through it, but how do you go through it? What you do is you continue to live your life and surround yourself with love and appreciate each day as it comes and know that you had that page in your book to be able to love. Some people will never know what love is. Some people, you know, just be grateful that you had time to love.
Yes.
So now in that video, Cool Change is also about, when you watch the video, what'd you see in it? I loved it. What'd you see?
Oh, the dolphin. I think that was a whale at the end.
The whales. It's in the ocean.
And it's mesmerizing to watch the dolphins jump and the way they get back into the water, come back up again in synchronicity.
Yes. And what the writer of the song, Glenn Sharrock, I believe. Is that right, Matt? Glenn Sharrock? Are you familiar with that song?
No.
Cool Change?
No.
Well, he wanted a tranquil time because he was having some tough times, and he was dreaming about spending time to himself in nature. So when you watch that video and you play that song, it is really, really relaxing to see the dolphins jumping and to see the beautiful whales. And I have a vocabulary term for you guys. Uh-oh. And listen, don't worry, because I'll tell you what I thought it was. You might know, but do you know what albatross is?
I've heard of it, but I don't know what it means.
See, this is interesting to me because neither did I. And I sing songs, and I'm like, I'm singing the song, and I don't know what it's saying. So I think it's so important to kind of know what you're singing.
Is it a fish?
Well, you're close. I thought it was a whale. So now listen, any bird people out there, just understand what it is. It's a group of large, very large birds that flock. So that's part. He says albatross.
And
I'm like, what is albatross?
Brother.
I want to know what albatross is. So it's important to know what you're singing sometimes, and sometimes where you're shopping. You know what I mean?
See, this is what happens when you tune into the Shrink and Rap Show every week. You learn something new every single time.
See, you just learned a new vocabulary word.
Exactly. And if you want to listen back to some of the old shows we've done, InternetRadioPros.com, click on Shrink and Rap Show, and you can hear every show we've ever done to this point.
Yes.
Next time I'm at the beach, I'm going to impress everybody and say, look at all the albatross over there.
Yeah, some people are going to be looking at you like you got 10 heads.
But honestly, cool change to me, it means that for me, it's time for a cool change. Okay, my son, you know, empty nester, you know, it's a cool change. And life is about passages. And our guest we were going to have on, and unfortunately, I wanted to tie him in to this, and we'll talk about that in a minute, but he's stuck in the airport right now, so we can't get in touch with him. So I want to talk. He's in retirement years now. So that is a cool change.
That's a big change.
Yeah, it's
sure
a big change.
Is.
But he was on our show last week. He was a pharmacist. And he was, he was mayor of Ybor City. And now he's talking on the radio, and now he's opened up his own weight loss clinic. Like, he's retired, but he's living a new chapter in his book.
Finding important things to do to keep busy.
Yeah, he's shifting his focus into new things that have come his way because he's used to a habit. So, but he's doing it. So I admire that. And I think that a lot of people, when they're going into retirement, it's a really, really, it's tough. It's hard.
Well, all change is hard.
Yes.
I think we all change. We get stuck in a rut. And, you know, you have to put yourself out there and try new things. And just like we're doing with this.
We'll talk about that another day. But yeah, but I love it because I've met so many new people. We have the Shrink and Wrap family by just daring to say yes.
Right.
So life is about change, so you have to kind of roll with it. And even if you're crawling out of the bed, no matter what you're doing, just dare to say yes, okay? And live your life because your story's unwritten. So what are we about? Hello out there. I hope you're still listening. You haven't switched that dial. Again, you're listening to Tan Talk Radio at the Shrink and Rap Show right now. So who are we? Well, sometimes we have a licensed therapist to offer professional opinions, and then we are the Raps, meaning your friends, who offer a point of view to various topics. Then we tie songs in to use as therapy to unlock those hidden emotions that you might have. Nobody deserves to be alone, and you should not be alone, and you're not here when you listen to our show. So it's really up to you, you as the listener right now, to invite us in to help you live your best life because you matter. So, and I also would like to say that this show is based on opinions and suggestions. The Shrink and Wrap Show is based on opinions and suggestions only. And please, listen to the lyrics, like the song I just played, Cool Change. When you listen to it, you don't need to really go to a therapist. If it doesn't work, then go to a therapist and talk to a friend. But a lot of these songs, you can get so much out of if you really listen to the lyrics closely. And that's what our show's all about. Also, download the Shazam app. That's S-H-A-Z-A-M, S-H-A-Z-A-M. That's the Shazam app. And the Shazam app is, you can download your favorite music. If it reminds you from when you were a childhood, or Matt, what's your favorite song?
Do we have more than an hour to run through the list?
We do, because remember, our guest is stuck in Colorado. So, yeah, we do.
Well, so I do need to know. We have another show coming out at 4 o'clock. So.
Okay. But what's your number one go-to song? I know your college song. You like that.
Give me a second to pull it up. I'll find it, okay?
Okay. All right. Then I'm going to continue
Tracy,
on here.
Tracy, I was going to say something.
I know yours is.
When you talk about the music with therapy, I saw a quote.
I couldn't find it.
Well, this is a different one.
Yeah.
I think we talked about it for a minute last week. But yes. It says, sometimes you need the music and sometimes you need the lyrics.
Absolutely.
And I've got one that takes care of both. It's going to be a little surprising when you hear it, but you should know it right away.
Okay.
Hold on. Here we go. I'm caught listening to that song at least 2 to 3 times a week, and funny story behind it.
I love that. That's Captain Tennille, right?
No, that's Maxine Nightingale.
Oh, I was wrong.
So, funny story behind it, since we have a little time.
Mm-hmm.
When I used to work in radio in New York, I was on the street team. I did promotions. And one of the events I got to work was a free summer concert with Taylor Dayne, Martha Walsh of the Weather Girls, and Max Nightingale.
Nice.
I was backstage taking pictures for the station. I happened to be standing by Maxine's trailer. And I'm not paying attention. I see the door open up. Next thing I know, I see her start to walk down the stairs. Max Nightingale.
Oh, my gosh.
And she's wearing heels, and she stumbled coming down the stairs. Out of instinct, I threw my arm up. She saw it. She caught my arm. I ended up leading her down the stairs. She pats me on the shoulder and goes, thank you, sweetheart. That's so nice of you. Kept walking.
That's your favorite song.
Oh, yeah.
But that is a great song.
It is.
And we're going to play that whole
song.
And
a great story.
It is a great story. Oh, my gosh. That's pretty cool.
Uh-huh.
She doesn't realize he saved the day. you're Superman.
It's also called slightly being in the right place at the right time.
Yes. That's right. I love it. Well, it worked out good for you.
Yes, it did.
And her, actually.
Yes, it did.
So, Trish, I think yours is it Pat Benatar? Who is your favorite?
Anything by Pat Benatar.
Yeah, Pat Benatar. We've had a couple of songs, and I've learned more about her by asking you who you liked. And she's got some really good current songs, too.
You know, I had the opportunity to see her at Ruth Eckerd in a close and personal setting.
Yeah.
And it was really cool. I got to go up on stage and meet her and get a picture with her. So that was a nice highlight of my life.
She was kind of, remind me, was she kind of one of the first for rock and roll, other than Tina Turner?
I think so.
Like one of the first back in the 80s. I'm not sure about that, but I just, you know, she had some great songs back in the 80s for sure, and still does. So now I also would like to thank all my sponsors, my friends, and my family, or my sponsor, that is, and my friends and my family, as always, for your support, and Joey James, the label. So, Matt, you know what? So we came in here. Okay, so just to let all you listeners know, I want to make you feel better about your life right now. Well, no, I don't want to say that because there's different levels of things that are going on in people's life. But I did lose my cell phone and I did lose my car key. I think I drove off. So if anyone's driving over the Howard Franklin Bridge.
Yeah, but here's my question, though. We all know about the Facebook outage that took place the other day from 11 to 11:30.
Oh, I didn't know.
Everybody got my phone. Well, exactly. Everybody got to live like normal people for half an hour and not be glued to these things.
Yes.
So my question to you is, how disconnected from reality do you feel now not having a phone?
Can I just tell you that I think the man above was like, you are not talking to anybody, because my phone was still, my watch was still downloading. My home phone, dead battery. I mean, it was like everything, no communication. Mm-hmm. But then I told myself, you know what, maybe this is a sign for me. And the week before I was going to write, I'm going to give everybody, if you're listening to the show, because of what just happened to me, I was going to write down all my contacts and all my emails down in an old-fashioned telephone book.
Mm-hmm.
So my problem is I have an old email, old phone number attached to my phone, so I can't bring up my iCloud. But my suggestion, you know what, it has been, I got my room cleaned. It's a weird feeling.
It's not just you. I have a paper backup of all my contacts on my phone, so that way if I ever lose this and can't transfer the files, I have all the phone numbers of everybody I have.
Yeah,
right.
That's definitely my suggestion, so I'm going to do that. So anyway,
I'm trying
to make everybody feel, you know.
Yes, it's old school, but yes, it works.
Yes, it works. That's right.
Well, that outage was a little scary. I was with a group of women, and we were all saying, how are we going to know what to wear or what the new beauty trends are?
Well, of course, that's right. Well, I cannot believe. I want to play up our Loosen Up song. We're going into the hour, but let's listen to Dua Lipa with Houdini. Loosen Up song.
That's a good one.
Okay, so last week, Matt, do you remember I made the mistake? I pronounced Dua Lipa. I pronounced her Dua Lipa, and it's Dua,
Dua Lipa.
Lipa.
Yeah.
So what I decided to do this.
My question is, I know what a Dua Lipa is. What's a Dua Lipa?
Well, what it was, this is how my brain is. I had her spelling L-U-P-A.
Yeah.
So in my brain, I had her misspelled.
Okay.
So I said, you know what? I'm going to turn a negative into a positive. So because I did that to her, I'm going to make it up by giving her more airtime on my show with so many followers.
Yeah, and so if anybody didn't know what or who Dua Lipa was, the only way to figure it out, you're going to use the Shazam app that could have told you.
Oh. That's right.
There
so
you go.
Yeah, so I made that mistake, so I pronounced it Dua Lipa. So it is Dua Lipa. So I'm turning again a negative into a positive and giving her name recognition and more airtime because I made that mistake. So I used her new song. It's called Houdini, and I love that song.
I like it.
So Shazam it, like Matt said. And again, it's Dua Lipa. And by the way, Matt, I'm going to have another trivia quiz. Are you guys ready for this one? First of all, Dua Lipa is an English and Albanian singer and songwriter. Okay, so can anyone tell me what her her name, Dua, is translated into? Do you know?
Dua.
See?
No. I have no idea.
I gotta let Matt know because what Dua is, Dua Lipa is an English Albanian singer, like I just said. Her first name was by her grandmother's suggestion, and it's Dua, and it's translated to mean love in Albanian. Oh.
That's
it's
beautiful.
Love. Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
So love is, and our show is all about love. Our common denominator across the world is love. And here you have an Albanian singer whose grandmother named her Dua. Now, Matt, you've learned two things today. Yeah, Dua.
Coincidentally, because you made the mistake last week and had to correct it this week and looked that up and found out about love.
Found out about love, and it just came back to the show. You know, it's amazing. So, Matt, did you hear that? Dua is love in Albanian.
I did not know that.
See, now, I just gave... Did I not make up for misspelling her name?
No, you made up for it in spades, darling.
I did. Thank you. So, thank you. And I love her song, Electricity. Oh, my gosh. I played it. You will hear from her. Okay. Speaking of Houdinis, we're missing our guest today. So, what about Bob?
What about Bob?
So
Bob will come another time.
Yeah, Bob is in Colorado, and he was our guest last week. And as a matter of fact, Matt, last week, Bob was here last week, and we talked about Ybor City. And he was the mayor of Ybor City, right?
He was.
He was the
five
mayor of
Ybor times.
City. Yeah, five times. And hi.
Don't worry, that hi you just heard it. She's waving to somebody walking past the studio. That's
right. Yeah, it's okay. It is what it is.
Yep.
And her doggy Ginger. So we were talking about Ybor City last week, and that was another mistake I made on the show. So we played the wrong song because there's different versions. So there, if you're from Tampa, Bob was the mayor of Tampa. He's recent transition.
Mayor of Ybor City.
Oh, excuse me. Mayor,
yeah. I was going to say, I thought Jane Castor was the mayor of Tampa.
Yeah, and by the way,
yeah, this is Ybor City, for sure.
Mayor of Ybor City, thank you. That's why you're here. So anyway, five times he was mayor.
Five times.
So he talked about the Cuban sandwich and how you can make it with two hot bricks, you know. And
right. I almost had to do that last night. Our electricity went out, and I thought of that, actually, because I was getting ready to cook dinner.
Oh, my gosh.
And it was out for about over an hour.
That's amazing.
And I was starving.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was going to say that there's a song, and that's a good. See, we learned stuff on here how to cook, too. But we were talking about the song. So, Matt, the Ybor City song, I was going to play. He was going to call us from Colorado today. So we're trying to have to fake it till we make it today. He might still call. We might still hear from him. But can you play the Ybor City song? That because if you're from Ybor City or you're from Tampa, or
if you know, you know.
If you know, you know. But it's never been played. I never heard of it. So I want to share it again.
Well, here we go.
Do you mind?
Here we go.
Okay.
I'm gonna get that Ybor City a lot more often than I do.
No, your girl's not gonna like that.
Lauren, if you're listening, I'm kidding, darling. I'm kidding.
Lauren, I got your back.
Yes, she does.
So that was gonna be, I was gonna surprise him because last week a song came on. I'm thinking maybe that was a different version because there are different versions of songs.
Right.
So when I pick them, I've never heard them. I do a lot of homework on my songs to tie them in with the show. And then I play them. I'm like, Matt, I don't think that's the song because I don't hear Ybor City. But I did like the song you played last week. But that is the official song to me for Ybor City. And it's now I'm going to name that for Bob being the mayor of Ybor City. That's going to be his ringtone.
That's his ringtone.
Yeah. So, Bob, we hope that you're doing well out there. We'll be waiting for your call if you call. If not, we're going to, again, fake it to you. Make it, right? That's what
we're
going to
do. Can I also say this? Your Havana song?
Yeah, oh, Matt, this is very, very important. Yeah, this is another trivia
another
question.
Tie-in.
Yeah, Matt, last week, tell him, ask him.
Well, remember we played Havana, the Havana song?
Havana, ooh la la,
ooh,
yes.
La, la.
Yeah,
ooh la
and
la.
And you didn't quite get how it tied into Ybor, right?
Right.
Neither did I.
Here's
the
tie.
Okay.
I think. So Havana is the capital of Cuba.
Right.
Yeah. You know, we talked about all the Cubans immigrating into Ybor City and the Cuban cigar.
And Cuban,
and the Cuban
sandwiches.
Sandwich.
Yep.
Yeah. So there's your tie-in.
Okay.
So in Havana, it's the capital of,
Got it.
Yeah. All right, so
you see, that's what I was talking about earlier. You have to tune into the Shrinking Wrap Show every Thursday from 3 to 4. You never know what you're going to hear, and you learn something new every week.
I mean, you just got three vocabulary words here. We got a little history we're learning. We're learning two vocabulary words. Okay, but now on to some good stuff, too. Okay, so just remember, for all you listeners out there, again, you're listening to the Shrink and Wrap Show right here, Tan Talk Radio here in Clearwater. We're talking to you, Dunedin. We are talking to you, Clearwater. We're talking to you, St. Pete and Tampa and Brandon. Do not change that dial. And I also miss Wesley Chapel. Our friend Lori's out there.
She is.
Yes,
hey,
she
Lori.
Is. Hey, Lori. So anyway, we're just reaching out to all of you guys. And I wanted to share, I'm going to go ahead and go to our main song because we were going to have Bob here. But he's going to come back probably another time. And we're going to talk. There is a music wine and fest at Busch Gardens this weekend. And Trish, you and I have gone.
It's so fun. Yeah, if you haven't gone, you have to go.
Yeah.
If you haven't been there.
It is amazing. They have a great lineup this year. So Trish and I have gone to a couple. I've gone for the past couple years. You buy a Busch Garden Pass, you get to go free. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Yeah. Now, and if you have a Busch Garden Pass and you want to get a seat where you have a chair, they have the concert series and they have a lineup. You can go on their website and check out their concert series and you can check out who's coming. But they have a lineup of like 3 weeks and Goo Goo Dolls is going to be here Saturday night.
We saw them last year.
We did
not
see
at Busch
them.
Gardens.
And you know, I thought, you know, I saw them. I've seen them once or twice, and I thought, do I want to go again? But I do, because it's once a year.
Oh, and
I love
so
his
good.
Music. I love him. So I want to talk a little bit about him. Goo Goo Dolls. So they are going to be here this Saturday night, Busch Gardens, at the Food and Wine Fest. Mm-hmm. I will be there for sure, as always. And I cannot wait. But what I like to do is I like to go ahead and play his song. I'm going to tell you a little bit about him. So we're going to play this song. The lead singer is John Resnick. And we're going to play his song right now. Matt, we're going to play our main song.
Which is by the Goo Goo Dolls.
By the Goo Goo Dolls, Run All Night. Then I'm going to tell you a little bit about Johnny.
All right, here we go.
Staring at my feet, didn't say a word. I was never seen. Yeah, I killed my father's name before it killed me. Don't let your dreams die young. Don't let your heart go numb. 'Cause all we got is just one life. You better run all night. Better run. So let's burn so bright while we're still alive. And on this long, lonely mile, we better run all night, better run all night.
Your dreams die young, and don't you let your heart go numb. You better run all night. How do you interpret that?
Well, when you want to do something, don't ever give up.
Yeah,
that's how I interpret that.
How about you, Matt? Running, yeah, I agree. Well, yeah, he can't hear the things. Not working right now, but when you let your dreams, you want to live your life and appreciate each day.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way I look at it. You know, don't let things stop you. Don't let your heart get stop you from living your life.
If something doesn't go right, yeah,
right.
don't shut right. down. Look for another alternative.
Well, not only that, but I say this all the time. Any day I'm above ground. No matter how bad my day is, if I'm on this side of the turf, it's a good day.
Well, and that's how I feel. I lost my phone key. I lost my key. I lost my phone, but in the big picture in life, big deal.
You still have your sanity, you still have your health. More importantly, you're on the side of the ground. You're good.
Yeah, everything's is replaceable.
Yeah,
so I don't let it bring me down.
Everything. See, the phones in our hand, our car keys, all that stuff,
yeah.
That stuff's replaceable.
That's
you're
right.
not.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. You're not. That's the most important thing.
That's right. And that's the thing. So don't let things interfere with your new page in life. Because remember, this show is about your story and it's your book. And today we're on this page. It's a blank page. It's a blank page right here. So whatever in the morning when you wake up, it's a brand new day. So that's your book. Our guest today, he's in retirement. It's his book. I'd like to talk a little bit about Johnny Resnick. I want to tell you, first of all, I want to share with you, I love songs. And I think that there is a, I think a lot of these songwriters have so much depth. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what I'm attracted to in the songs, of the depth that they had. And a lot of times the depth is through their experiences in life. Well, John Resnick, from what I read, according to Wikipedia, and I don't always use my sources 100%, but again, opinions and suggestions. But from what I understand, at 16, he lost both his parents within a year. Like, his dad passed at 53, and then I think like 9 months later, his mother passed. He was 16 years old. He had different coping mechanisms, and he got through that. So I think he's turned these songs and these success. I feel like he's got a true meaning of the gift of life. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why these songwriters sometimes can be so successful, because they get it. And they felt some emotions that none of us have ever felt. Mm-hmm. So I love that song, because I think he's appreciating the day. And, you know, he's inspiring people to move on. Now, he was also in a plane crash. Did you know that, Matt?
Wow.
He was in a plane crash. Can I just share this? He was on, there's an interview with Howard Stern, and I watched it, and I was in a nosedive landing plane crash. Do you know that?
No, you were?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, so that's why I can't get you on a plane.
I'm going to go. But I'll tell you this. I was watching the interview while I was shipwrecked the day before. I've been on a boat with a hurricane, and I'm not making it up. It's all true. Not a hurricane, but a tornado out here, and it twisted the boat around, took the top off. Been in that. But the nosedive landing, I have a friend that's an American airline pilot, and his wife at the time was on the plane with Richard Reed, the shoe bomber. You remember
Yes. The
shoe bomber? She was on that plane with him. Well, my experience of a nosedive landing, she had never been in 25 years. Neither one of them. I've flown 5 times that I was in a nosedive landing. So turning it back to John Resnick, he was talking and describing everything about this plane crash to Howard Stern and Robin. And Robin was like, well, where's your religious beliefs? And he believes in God. Mm-hmm. And Robin was like, well, where was God? And I know in my experience going down, nosedive landing and the plane shaking, and right. It's a nosedive like Top Gun. And then they brought the plane down and boom. My last thought was, where's my family going to find me? It wasn't, mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, my life's flashing by. So anyway, long story short, I can identify, I wish I would have been in that interview, but he was in a plane crash and he survived it. And anyway, I think what I would like to share with this guy is everybody has bad phases. He had it at 16 years old. It shaped him and it molded him, but it right. certainly did not stop him from living his best life. And he turned those negatives into positives. Mm-hmm. And I think he can share this because he knows the true meaning of life. Mm-hmm. And I love that song. And love, life, and everything. And he has a daughter. Mm-hmm. He's married. So I can't wait to see him this Saturday night. I wish you could go. If you could
sneak out
of your event.
I'm babysitting my granddaughter.
Oh, yeah. I thought you indeed. Okay, yeah, you're babysitting. That's why. Yeah. I was thinking of that last week. So, yes. So I can't wait. But if you can sneak out, you can always come with me.
Okay.
All right. So thank you.
I'll put her to bed and run out.
That's right. Thank you, John, and we'll see you Saturday night right here at Busch Gardens. So do you have anything to say from this point? Because I've been talking a lot, because I had to, because, you know, our guest is gone. Hey, don't change that dial. Stay with us, because we've got a couple of good stuff this second half hour.
Well, hold on. I tried to get one of the guests on. She just called and said, unfortunately, due to a conflict in schedules, Miss Lisa won't be able to do the show today.
Well, let's talk about it anyway.
Strike two.
We're 0 for 2.
You guys talk about what you're going to talk about. In about 5 minutes or so, I'll try to get guest number 3 on the phone.
Oh, who's that?
Lisa. Renee.
Oh, Renee. Yeah, of course. Okay, that's okay, because it's all good, because things happen and we just roll with the punches. Mm-hmm. So, Lisa, let's talk about her anyway.
Okay.
So, in here, I do want to say this, because everybody on our show, we all have jobs. My guests have jobs, and we work, and these people that are coming on, they're doing it as a favor and mm-hmm. also to promote their business, so I don't want to change that. But let's talk about the lookbook, and we definitely have our team of stylists around the Tampa Bay area. We have at Safety Harbor Spa Halima mm-hmm. with her place there.
Coco B,
which is amazing. Safety Harbor Spa, so those of you in the 727, we have in Tampa Bella Lucia mm-hmm. and that's right in Tampa. That's a little boutique, very connected to a ton of Tampa people there. And in St. Pete, we have Za, and Lisa is mm-hmm. the owner. So can you share with us what she was going to share with us on the show today?
Yes. Well, it's called Za, Z.AA Dress Up Studio. And it's on First Avenue North in St. Pete. And she's having a spring trunk show on Saturday, March 16th from 4 to 7. And she has wearable art necklaces and unique accessories. So they're coming to do a trunk show. And I can't even describe. You have to look on her website because the wearable art, it's so unique. It's not like anything I've seen.
Right.
So that would be a fun thing to go see.
Do you have her website right now? Can you say it? Do you happen to have it by chance?
Well,
go to zaa.com in St. Pete.
Mm-hmm.
And or the phone number. Do you have her phone number?
And nope, I'm going to have to look that up because I was planning on her saying
it. Okay, that's okay. But I do want to share, does she have the lookbook? Is she going to have like where people can go into the lookbook now?
So to be in the look, she has the lookbook in her store, so you can look at all the different fashions that she put together.
And Trish is in it right here. She's beautiful, and she brings out the beauty in women that are selected for her lookbook. And she does this once a year. And here's Trish right here, beautiful, and she just took over, and she brought out that experience for you.
It was so fun. Yeah. So she takes her customers, and she'll send an email, and mm-hmm. then you have to respond to the email and mm-hmm. be available for the dates. And then you go in for a full day of hair, makeup, styling, a photo shoot. This year she did it around downtown St. Pete, but she does different locations. And it's just a whole day of fun. So she's also having a spring sidewalk fashion show April 21st, so you can see some of her fashions.
Nice. Do you think she can bring them on the show and show some here too, maybe?
I'm not sure.
Maybe before, like a pre-show.
But anyway, that would be great.
Maybe we can go there.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. And I was just looking at her Facebook page, and I saw quite a few things that I hope my husband's not listening, but I don't want to go by. Dane, if you're listening, I really won't go.
Yeah, that's right.
I'll be at work that day.
We're doing work that day. So the lookbook, though, what I love about Lisa and Halima and Vanessa, these owners of these boutiques, support your small businesses because the small businesses and people around support nonprofits. And, it all intertwines together. But what I loved about Lisa, along with these other ladies, is they really like to bring out the confidence in each woman. And it's fun. It's happy. And I bought some stuff from her, and I absolutely loved it. I wore that one dress out one night. I got 3 compliments within an hour.
Absolutely.
Because it was out of my box of my normalcy of what I would pick, and I let her pick it. And I mm-hmm. loved it. I loved it.
I'm going to wear next week the shirt that I wore in the lookbook.
Yes.
I'll wear a more conservative top under it.
Right, that's nice.
To be on the radio.
Well, we'll get her on, and okay.
But I do have her phone number here. Okay. It's 727-605-0450. And zaastyle.com, zaastyle.com. And another good thing that she will do is if you can't be there during store hours, you can make a personal private appointment, and she'll meet you there. And I'm telling you, she will pull stuff out that you would never think of wearing, and you'll love it. You'll buy it.
And there I was, buying and wearing it.
I know.
I went there and did it, and her prices are reasonable.
They are reasonable.
They're very reasonable. Don't have a closed mind to boutiques. They're, some of them, they have variations of,
affordable.
Yeah.
Hers is absolutely affordable.
Don't be afraid to walk in mm-hmm. because I don't like to spend a ton of money. I don't, because my life's pretty simple. It's Publix, dinner. You know,
right.
I have a very simple
and
life.
And it's no pressure. I mean, if you like it, you get it. And if not, try on other things or come back another day.
That's right. So maybe we'll hear from her, Bob, in the next 15 minutes. If not, we'll get him on the next show. Mm-hmm. But so to all you listeners out there, I don't know how many of you out there, I know a lot of people roll their eyes with The Bachelor and The Bachelorette, but I can't help it. I like watch it. So do we have a couple minutes to talk about The Bachelor? What do you think? What are your thoughts on it? I took notes.
Well, you know what? I said this before. I like Maria, and I think she blew it for herself when she couldn't tell him, you know, how she really felt.
Oh, what do you mean, the I love you?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Well, it's coming down to the final rose. You can't ask somebody to marry you if you don't know they love you.
Did he say it to her?
He didn't say it to any of them, but all the other girls did say it. So he has to go with, I think, who he thinks he can have a life with. And it's too close to the finals. And I wouldn't say it if you don't really feel it. But she said she felt it. She just couldn't bring herself to say it.
Yeah. I just, like, to me, that's not a word to throw around.
It's not.
You know what I mean? And for show or anything. So maybe she has this is the part of our show where we're going to give you opinions from a rap point of view, mm-hmm. which we're the friends. But I don't know. I can't wait till next week. Next week's going to be, what is it where they go behind the, I don't like that.
Oh, Fantasy Suite.
But we're going to have an intimacy counselor on here next week. So we're going to talk about that. But I'm not done with the show, though, real quick. I want to know, who do you think he's going to pick? And what did you think about last night's show, or Monday night's show for The Bachelor? I love Joey. I think he's a great guy.
I do, too.
But we'll see what he's really like next week.
And I think he talked very comfortably to all the families.
He was sweet.
Very sweet. And I think he likes all of them. But
he's got good picks. They're all beautiful.
Right. But I like, and I'm drawing a blank on her name right now, but the one with the long hair and the money pieces in the front.
Oh, she's beautiful. The one that lost her mom.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, gosh. What's her name? Hold on one second. I'll tell you right now. She is the sweetest thing, and they're all amazing. Mm-hmm. Oh.
I'm just trying to let you know, while you're trying to figure out that sweetest thing, we have somebody on the phone line waiting for you.
We do. Who is it? That's a surprise.
Take a wild guess.
I'm going to guess it's Renee.
Ding, ding, ding. Oh. She's on the phone for you right now.
Okay, we're wrapping up this one conversation really quick.
Yes.
And Renee, I'll be right with you. One second. So, Bachelor... You think he's going to pick her, the one with the long hair?
Mm-hmm.
I do, too.
Mm-hmm.
But he's got great picks. I like this season. I hope he's respectful with the Fantasy Suite. We're going to talk all about that next Thursday, along with an intimacy. And there's another term for it. But for my show purposes, I want to be very respectful.
Okay.
But next week, we'll be talking about all that.
I think what he does for Fantasy Suites will be very telling about his personality. Because he comes across very... kind of conservative,
yes.
So I'll be curious to see what he does.
Tune in to next week, so we'll be chatting about that.
Okay.
Hello, Renee. How are you?
Hello, my girlfriend. How are you?
We're doing good. We had, we're 0 for 2. You're into baseball. We're 0 for 2, our guests. We're faking it. We're faking it this week. Well, Bob is in Colorado. He's got a plane issue. He's stuck in Colorado. Lisa's got customers. So we're like, okay. Well, we're just winging it. So thank you. So tell us what you got in entertainment around Tampa Bay.
Oh, my goodness. Speaking of baseball, you just brought up a topic.
Mm-hmm.
We have a game coming up, a spring training game. And if you guys are fans of baseball, it is the Astros versus the Phillies.
Mm-hmm.
This Friday at 1:00.
Are you going?
Yes, I think I am. I just got invited. So, you know what? Being in a baseball situation for all these years, I love spring training over the real deal. I honestly love sitting in the ballpark in the day and eating hot dogs. Not that it was my favorite thing to do. A lot of sun, a lot of fun.
I love it. And it's the perfect weather for a baseball game. We can't wait.
That's tomorrow, you said?
It's tomorrow. It's Friday. Yeah.
Wow, that's really good.
It's 1:00. But you know what? I heard you all talking. Speaking of next week's show, I might have to be right there with y'all hearing all about this. Fantasy Suite Intimacy.
Oh, you better watch it if you want to be tuned in, because hopefully you'll be able to come on the show next week, because I know you have commitments in Tampa. But we're going to have an intimacy, and she has another term for it, but I told her I want it respectfully. I value that term, and she's going to talk to about couples and you know, that topic, which is very important. It's an important topic, but I want it said respectfully. That's all.
Absolutely. Yeah. Just count me in on that.
Yes. Okay. Okay. We have to share some notes on that. Oh, no, not share notes. I'm not saying share notes. Let's get back to events.
Let's take it back to what's happening this week and what you guys, you know how much we've been talking about the Gasparilla, everything Gasparilla, right?
Yes.
Last week was the Gasparilla Art Festival. This week we're having the 17th annual Gasparilla International Film Festival.
Mm-hmm.
It's on March, not this week, next week, March 21st, and they're having it at the Tampa, they're hosting it at the Tampa Theater.
Mm-hmm.
They are...
I love the Tampa Theater.
Mm-hmm.
Most exciting, well-attended film festival in Tampa Bay, so you guys have to check it out if you've not seen it. They have short stories, they have documentaries, and a bunch of other really good stuff. We've picked it off here for several years.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had some really great movies make it to the big screen. So check that out. And you can check it out with GIFFestival.com.
That's nice. You know, our friend here was just an extra in a movie. Trish.
I know.
Celebrity.
We got to hear
all
about
that. Let me get your autograph right now.
Yeah, they're filming here in the Tampa Bay area. It's going to be a good one.
Who was with you, Mickey?
Well, Mickey Rourke was going to be the star in it, but he ended up not doing it, but they replaced him.
Oh, and I love him.
Yeah. But, you know, Paul Wilson?
Yeah.
Who was on the news? So his son, John, or do I have that reversed?
Oh, John, I think they're WTVT, Channel 13. Is that right?
Maybe. But it was his son, yeah, local, and he's in it as well.
Or maybe Channel 10, I don't know which one. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, but I do know that.
Well, let me tell you what, there's several movies that made it big, and I don't know if it's through one of our companies that's a modeling agency here in Tampa Bay called Level, who had brought this out and gave everybody recognition, and just started bringing in a bunch of actors and actresses and just doing like a panel and an open discussion. And I think it just grew into a life of its own. So I think Tampa Bay's on the map now.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
so
yeah.
So let me get to the...
There's a lot of political stuff with the acting stuff, by the way. We'll have to get to that another day. Not political, but the funds and stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we need to shout out to Florida.
Well, this one is I think it's a non-profit. I believe it's a non-profit 501c. And it's for the Culture of Arts Institute. Have you guys heard of that?
Mm-hmm. A little
and
bit,
the,
not too much.
I haven't really done a lot of research, but it's the art, education, and quality film here in Tampa Bay area.
Nice.
But let's go on to the most important pressing thing, and I can't stand myself. The Florida Strawberry Festival is going on this week, and it's till March 10th.
Uh-huh.
It's in Plant City.
Yeah.
Let me tell you who's playing there. Then I'm going to. Then I'm going to make Tracy and I go.
Oh, we're going. I'm
Foreigner.
In, girl.
Oh, I'm telling you. Can you imagine Foreigner's playing tomorrow night?
Let's go.
And they start at 7:30. Do you remember? Okay, well, let me tell you first that you could get tickets at etix.com.
Make sure we get our tickets first before we share that. But I don't want to be selfish with
you're
our.
Right.
Yeah. No, share that again, Renee. I'm sorry about that. Go ahead.
The tickets are etix.com, or you can call 813-754-996. Okay, do you remember one of the most, popular songs?
Do you, Trish?
Foreigner?
Yeah.
I know all their songs. I saw them at Busch Gardens, actually, too.
Name one.
Oh, I can't
one
on
of the
spot.
Name one of them.
Now on the spot. I know.
You put me
I'm
on
thinking
the spot.
My next.
Cold as ice.
Yeah, cold as ice.
Mm-hmm. How's that
I
one?
I want to know what love is.
Oh, of course.
Jukebox Hero.
Oh, Jukebox
Feels
Hero.
Feels like the first time.
Yeah. That's right. Feels like the first time. That's a good one, too.
Okay, well, and you know what else is coming? Jody Messina. Jody Messina is coming on Saturday. I don't know if you guys follow country music, but she's really a great, she's had 16 top 40 songs.
Wow.
And one of her most popular songs is Heads Carolina Tells California. Do you remember that?
Yeah. Nice.
She starts at 3:30 on Saturday. And guess who else is coming in on Saturday night?
Who?
The one, the only, Miami's greatest, Flo Rida. Oh, in the house.
That's good.
Florida.
Well, you know what? Girl,
and then one.
I feel bad. We're down to 3 minutes. But go ahead. We got three minutes.
3 minutes. And last thing is the, for all of you Irish loving Leprechaun.
Yes.
Tampa's giant River of Dreams Festival.
She's an Irish, right?
March. Okay, you better tone your green because March 16th from 11 to 1, we're having the city. It's turning the river, Hillsborough River, emerald green along the Riverwalk. Have you seen this? It's a blast.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there's a parade that day, and I think the parade starts at 5. And I think it's organized by the Gasparilla crew, Rough Riders.
Awesome.
Right.
Well, we'll be doing that. So, maybe Lola will be doing the captain of the ship, and we will be there. Renee, thank you so much for all of that entertainment
news.
We're down to 3 minutes, so we have to go. But thank you. Get online for those foreign tickets. I'll be calling you in my car.
Bye, guys.
Thank you so much. Renee. Thank you, Renee.
I'll be on the phone right now.
All right, girl. Thank you. And now we have Trish, who is going to be talking about where Trish is going to be talking about nonprofits.
Well, I just wanted to talk about this one real quick, going hand in hand with your opening song, Cool Change, and the amazing marine life in the video. We have Saturday, March 9th, which is this Saturday, the Clearwater Marine Aquarium is having their Aqua Gala, filled with animal encounters, entertainment, and elegance, and that's fundraising for the marine life, and that's from 6 to 9:30, again, at the Clearwater Marine Aquarium. So that'll be a nice, fun event right there on the water.
That's awesome. What else you got?
Yeah. Well, I wanted to mention, and this is not a nonprofit, but Chaz Collins, who we had in studio, our cool, tall, cool country singer, he's going to be at the third Friday block party at a place called Southern Fresh in Safety Harbor.
Oh,
and that's 7 p.m. on March 15th, and you bring your lawn chairs. I went to this the third Friday of last month.
And you had
and
a lot of
it
fun.
It was so fun.
And it's perfect weather for that. So maybe we'll be out there as well. Gotta pull the calendar
out. Don't miss Chaz. He's great.
Oh, my gosh. If y'all want to be connected, stay here. Listen to Tan Talk Radio. Join us next week here. But before I go, our next host is Devin. And for those of you that listen to Tan Talk Radio and follow Devin, she's not here today, but her guest host is Bruce Rector. So stay tuned.
Bruce will get you caught up on Be Local Buzz.
Be Local Buzz. That's what I was going to say. But, and we look forward to hearing you. I hope he's ready. But I'm going to have a closing statement. I know we're here. So with today's, our theme of today is life is all about change. So I want to listen to Tim McGraw, and I want you to live like you were dying. We'll see you here back at the Shrink and Wrap Show next Thursday here at Tan Talk Radio. Have a great week.
I was in my early 40s with a lot of life before me when a moment came that stopped me on a dime. I spent most of the next days looking at the x-rays, talking about the options and talking about sweet time. I asked him when it sank in that this might really be the real end. How's it hit you when you get that kind of news? Man, what'd you do? And he said, I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a full moon. Denying. And he said, someday I hope you get the chance.